Total Tribe coverage on News Radio WTAM 1100. Mike Snyder, I am joined by a big signing for this organization in the offseason. He's going to be at first base, right, Snyder?
Yep, Yonder Alonso. Yonder, welcome to Cleveland.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about you and career-wise. Baseball's important, don't get me wrong. We linked up to your blog post about Cuba, and in life, it is amazing what we take for granted sometimes. I just want to talk to you about that a little bit. That was moving. That's your story.
Mm-hmm.
Did it help you therapeutically? Did it help you to write those thoughts down? That was some amazing writing.
Well, I think the whole thing started when I went to Cuba. I hadn't been in Cuba for 18 years, so I finally went. Wanted to take my wife. She had never been, so I wanted to take her for a couple days. And I went with a good friend of mine and his wife as well. So we went for 4 days and got to see all my cousins, my aunt, you know, people I hadn't seen in close to 20 years. And, I started just having so many memories and flashbacks of that country and how beautiful it is, but then how devastating it is, right? And, how people take so many things for granted here in this country, but then yet you look at the people there, like my cousins or things like that, and they're just thankful for a pair of socks. And I started thinking about it, and my sister and her husband, they were telling me to write something. I didn't know where to go about. I didn't know what to say. And then finally I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to write this thing. I think it's right for the message, for the people to get around. Just, you know, so many people get involved in the wrong mentality, you know, and it's just like so negative and just so like, man, come on, you know, be thankful that you have water to brush your teeth in the morning, right? Or, man, you're going to eat a pancake. I didn't eat a pancake until I got here to this country. I didn't even know what that was. Heck, I didn't even know what ketchup was, right? So I said, you know, I got to give a message out to these kids or people, whoever reads this, that there's a lot of sacrifice and a lot of obviously things that are going on over there. But, you know, once you get to this country, things can open up for you. Opportunities can come and the doors can open. So you obviously need to realize that it's going to take sacrifice, but understand at the end of the tunnel, there's always a light.
Mike?
Yonder, what a bond all of the natives of Cuba must have. I know Dan Otero, a teammate here. What a mm-hmm. bond for all of you. And I'm sure you probably share different stories in terms of each family's growing up, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think everybody has their own story. Everybody has their own ways. You know, I tell people all the time, I haven't walked in nobody's shoes a mile or something like that. So I make sure to tell people that, and I make sure to understand that everybody has their own stories. Everybody has their own sacrifices in life. But, you know, I know that my sacrifice I was able to share with a lot of people, and, maybe I can write another one pretty soon here.
Yonder, on the field, you're coming off a heck of a season, 28 home runs and a couple of tough ballparks in Oakland and Seattle. What do you credit the upswing in your power last year?
Well, I think it just starts with my legs. It starts with my lower half. And let me back up a little bit. Yeah. Obviously, the lower half is important, but, you know, the mentality of it as well needed to change. And I was so okay with just, you know, getting on base or just hitting a base hit up the middle or something like that. But, you know, I just finally felt like I got sick of it. You know, I got really, really sick of it. Had a really down year a couple years ago. And I said, all right, well, you know, I need to make a change here. If I don't adjust here, the game is clearly adjusting to me. If I don't adjust here, then, things aren't looking so good for me. So put in a lot of work, kind of like towards the end of that year in September, and started, you know, really researching a lot of hitters, started asking a lot of questions, started asking why things were happening to these guys, why things didn't happen to these guys, you know, why they could stay so consistent throughout the year, from diet to sleep to training to what you do in the cage to how's your BP, what do you see in pictures, how do you work video. What do you see in video work when you watch pictures? Like, I mean, I'm talking about everything, hours and hours and hours. So I had to basically redo my whole swing, and that's basically how it happened. You know, a lot of work with a lot of guys. I know I worked with Manny Machado, who really, really helped me with that. And Mike Tozar was another guy. He was the hitting coach down in Miami that helped me as well. And Danny Valencia was one of the other guys that helped me, who has a big leg kick. So as you can see, both of those guys had leg kicks, and both of those guys really helped me with my swing. I know they were both right-handers, but they definitely were a big part of my swing and what I had to change.
Yonder Alonso with us for another minute. Baseball is a business. Some people are traded. You were a free agent. You were signed. That means we want you here big mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. What's Terry and the organization talking about some?
They've been great, man, since day one. You know, they've opened their arms, their doors. It's been incredible. You know, I just want to do my part. I'm not here to obviously step on anybody's shoes, but I understand when it's 7 o'clock, like I told Terry on the phone before I signed, when it's 7 o'clock, man, get out of the way because I'm coming, you know, and that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to play hard. I'm going to bust my butt and do my part. You know, I'm not here to, what they say, substitute another guy that was here. I'm here to do Yonder Alonso. I'm here to do me. I'm here to do everything that's part of this team and what is needed of this team. I'm a different guy, a different animal. So for me, it's just to help out the guys as much as possible, lead by example. I'm not really so much of a vocal type of guy or anything like that, but you know, show up, get ready to play, prepare, and make sure that you're ready to bust it, you know, come 7 o'clock.
You say you're not vocal. You say a lot, and you've written a lot with the blog. We want you to check it out at wilsoncenter.com, Letter of My Younger Self. We look forward to a great season. Just fantastic getting to know you a little bit better in the 5 minutes here, and we mm-hmm. wish you nothing but the best. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you for
welcome.
Having
good
me.
Luck.
Thank you.